calling them to be pastors.
You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
He says, the Lord is telling me to hug you like a father would. So he hugs me. And then for years, of course, I've contemplated that, realizing it could only be revealed by the Spirit of God, that he doesn't know me from Adam, that I had no father growing up. And so that's kind of cool. And I ran into him the other day, but we're at this big meeting, and he's over in the corner. And all the big shot pastors are there, and evangelists, and all these missionaries, and you got musicians and all stuff. And he's just sitting there, and I felt like saying, you're missing. This is the guy right here. Wow. That's the guy. You know, I mean, but you'll find that God chooses the foolish things to confound those that are wise in their own eyes, you know?
We've worked with over 4,000 kids that have come through our school in the past 26 years.
4,000?
4,000.
Wow.
And they're paid for by people in the United States that pay $30 a month for her to be in the school. But
yeah, but it's you that brings them to Jesus.
Well, the Holy Spirit does. Mm. Many times I'll do a baptism in the ocean there in the Pacific Ocean, and I'll already have interviewed them ahead of time.
Yeah.
But I'll ask them in front of all the people along the shore, I said, when was it that you first understood that Jesus had died to pay for your sins personally for you and wanted to receive him? And 9 times out of 10, they'll say, it was in those discipleship meetings with your chaplains in your school.
Really?
They're like, this is more like a soul factory than a school for children.
Soul factory.
It's exciting to be on the receiving end of God's blessings in that way. People all over the world are praying for what we're doing overseas.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, Abby likes to quote that if we knew that people weren't praying, we wouldn't go back.
Well, I'm attracted to your spirit because you have a gentle spirit. So written in the book of Samuel, thy gentleness hath made thee great. It's written in the book of Psalms, thy gentleness hath made thee great. And of course, Paul taught that the spirit has a gentleness. And that doesn't always necessarily come. Some of us may be gentle inside, but we've had to fight getting through life, so we have a tough exterior like moi. But you exude a gentleness, which is really nice for children.
I do have to thank the Lord for bringing Elvie as my wife, because she says, I've covered your tracks more times than you realize. When you're in another country, another language, another culture, she'll say, you know what, you shouldn't have said that. It means something different in our language. I'm like one time, we were in a room full of pastor's kids, and I said, everybody raise your commodes in the air. Now, commotes is hands, but commodes is sweet potato. They didn't quite understand that.
Where are you at? I mean, just you obviously have a very tender and gentle spirit, and a woman is of great value in the eyes of God. So you seem to exude that also. So at the age of 7, you came to know him. And
through the VBS, Vacation Bible School.
Wonderful.
In the Mountain Church.
Now, he doesn't have an accent, but you do. But that's because you were reared in America?
I was reared in New York.
Are you Filipino, too?
No.
Oh, you're not Filipino.
German, Scotch, Irish, English, French, and Swiss.
Oh,
and New York.
You sound like me, man. Where are you from in New York?
Albany. Rensselaer.
That's where you were born?
Yeah.
Oh, my word. We could talk about
Brady Hospital. It's not there anymore. They figured I was born, they didn't need to keep it anymore.
Character, huh?
Yes.
Now, let's get over. And your son's name again is?
PJ. It means praise Jesus.
PJ means praise Jesus. Now, you're on your way to start a music ministry, first time ever. You'll actually be compensated as a workman. For what church and where?
Auburn Alliance Church in New York.
Right? New York?
Yes, sir.
In Auburn,
it's just
New
half
York?
An hour away from Syracuse, actually.
Oh.
God told me back in January of 2020, PJ, how are you using social media? How are you using social media?
Mm.
And I love worship leading. God really broke through to me when I was in high school. I owe my whole life to him. I wouldn't be alive without him. I had child asthma and almost died as an infant.
Really?
So So my life is praising Jesus. So every Tuesday and Thursday, I...
Funny, breath. You know, yes, they say now that Yahweh means the breath. Way. Way.
And whenever the Holy Spirit entered, whenever God entered, mm-hmm. it was in a great rushing wind. And
so there you didn't have breath, but God gave you breath.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Pretty cool.
Amen. It was. I think it's cool. I'm alive. Yeah. I'm talking
to you
right
now.
Were you healed of that? I was healed of it. And
you were?
Yes.
Yeah. When did that happen? At once or gradually? Or how?
Gradually, yeah. But I'm alive now. Yeah. And
apparently, I think so, unless you're an apparition. You know?
Wait, you can touch my hand.
Yeah, touch me.
Whoa. No one's ever done that before.
Okay, I'm out of here.
Man, these holographic projections are something else.
Holographic projections.
But this is real.
Hey, Jesus, are you a holographic projection? Where are you coming from?
No.
Broadcasting from infinity.
Mr. Red, this is so much more real than I could have ever imagined. And I've, for the last 2.5 years, I've been doing a live stream worship online. And this one pastor mm-hmm. who knew me when I was a child.
A live stream worship.
Yeah, and great. Today would be, tonight will be number 277.
Wow.
And this one pastor who knew me when I was 10 years old, yeah. he drove 3 hours to Albany and he said, PJ, yeah. we want to hire you as our worship pastor.
Yeah, from Syracuse.
Yes.
I used to go to a church up there and sing at a couple churches up there. One was Pastor Bob, he's deceased now, up there. But anyway, have you tried the Red Hots up there yet?
Not yet, but
you've heard about it, right? The hot dogs?
I have.
They're famous for the Red Hots, okay.
It's actually
if there's food,
list.
I find it, you know?
I will follow you.
Yeah, the Red Hots, the Red Hots.
Well, when you come back up, give me
so
a visit.
So now, what's your instrument?
My instrument is my voice, but I also play about 12 instruments, mostly guitar, ukulele, and piano. Yeah. But you'll see me on an accordion or an auto harp, and... just okay. music now, is in yeah. my
now,
blood.
This is a very touchy subject to me
yes,
because it is my calling.
Yes, sir.
And I won't go into details, but God anointed me himself. And so I'm very, very sensitive to people that get behind the podium and are egocentric or self-centered or glorifying self. Mm-hmm. And it's hard to keep that at bay. Mm-hmm. You know, and it's something you need to put a check on your spirit. Okay, am I speaking today because I'm going to... help somebody else, or am I speaking to be heard because I like the sound of my own voice, particularly mm-hmm. if you're a talk host, you know, mm-hmm. blah, 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 blah.
Blah, blah, blah.
So, you know what I'm saying. There's
Absolutely.
A lot of churches today where there's a lot of performing. I think God's going to cleanse that. Now, how old are you?
I'm 25.
Oh, you're 25.
Yes,
see,
right.
I believe that your generation is going to take care of this.
I hope so.
I'm having faith in you to spread this around.
Yes, sir.
Or the Lord to spread around through guys like you. Because I think we touched on it briefly. I only met you this morning. Tell me what your thoughts on worship are. What is worship? What is worship?
Worship is God's end goal, I think. He wants to be glorified, and he wants to be worshipped. It says in the Bible that everything will end up on glorifying him. And missions is the second goal. In the John Piper book, Let the Nations Be Glad, it says...
He's been on my show.
It says that worship is God's number one priority, and missions is his number two priority, because it's how he gets people to worship, by having people go out there and...
Well, you know, there was some book, I remember Jerry Lynn, who had a Calvary chapel up in Albany, New York years ago. I wish I knew where that book was. It was a whole book, though, that showed the lineage of missionaries. Do you know, very often, either the second or third prosper enormously. They go into business, they just seem to prosper, that he blesses them from a generation on, you know? Like, so he would be, you've been a missionary, and now he's your son. Now he's going on as a missionary of sorts, and maybe it'll be your son or your daughter, but...
It's nice that they've been able to participate as we travel. They're not
sure.
just shadows in the background. They're on stage with us. In fact, even when PJ was about 2 years old, he'd hear me coughing when I'd preach, and he'd bring up a cup of water and give it to me. Dad, here, it's for you.
Now, let me ask you, the daughter, you're the daughter?
Yes.
And what is your name?
Oh, hi.
What is your name?
My name's Abigail.
Hi, Abigail. Hi,
yes.
Abigail. That was President Adams' wife's name.
Oh.
And if you find out in history that actually she influenced this country as much as he did, and that's only come out in the light recently. So Abigail, nice name. Now, so they have you seated there. Are you not? Do you have a proclivity not for speaking, or
No. I'm not much of a radio speaker, but
yeah, some people just aren't.
Yeah.
Yeah, my barber, she won't come on the air or anything. Never wants a picture taken, none of that stuff, right? They're just people. Are you one of those?
Oh,
you prefer to say in the background?
Really well.
Really?
About where she sings.
She has.
Yeah. Well, do you two want to sing something a cappella together today?
Yeah,
not
sure
a whole song, but maybe a piece of something.
Sure.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
You two do you together? Okay, let's get you to sing something here. And
yeah, let's do How Beautiful.
Okay.
From
How Beautiful
from
are
Twyla
the
Paris, yes.
Christ. Yes.
Let's start from the bridge. And lay down his life.
And as he laid down his life, we offer this sacrifice, that we may live just as he died, willing to pay the price. Willing to pay the price. How beautiful the radiant bride that waits for her groom with his light in her eyes. How beautiful when humble hearts give the fruit of pure lives so that others may live. How beautiful,
how beautiful,
how beautiful,
how beautiful,
how beautiful is the body of Christ. How beautiful the feet that bring the sound of good news and the love of a king. How beautiful the hands that served the wine and the bread and the sons of the earth. How beautiful.
How beautiful.
How beautiful is the body of Christ.
Very good. Thank you.
Tune in again tomorrow at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. for the continuation of this interview. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is A New Day.
A.E. Stahls Real Estate and Associates is a hometown family company. Josh and Mandy Stahls, along with their two sons, have deep roots in this community. As a boutique brokerage, they are located steps away from Vero's beachside communities. They have a strong team of realtors, the tools, and experience to guide clients to the closing table. Helping clients feel confident in the buying and selling market is what they do. You can reach them at stallsrealestate.com, Facebook, or 772-800-8305.
Today's broadcast is supported by Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie. Thanks to Dr. Alex Plain at Plains Dental Arts for keeping New Day with Rhett Palmer on the air daily at WCNO 89.9 FM.